Minister of Finance and Economic Planning Camila Gonzalez has again urged stakeholders in the tourism sector to seek out ways for growth and income, even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines, as the entire Caribbean, we experienced and COVID ushered in a dark, dark night in hospitality. But the good news, joy cometh in the morning. And the flights are coming back, the boats are coming back, visitors are coming back, the yachts are coming back, the rooms are increasing, the economy will be growing next year, albeit growing out of a hole, but growing. All we need are for all of us to partner together to make sure that we are ready for the new world of post-COVID hospitality. And the first step is to get people vaccinated, to adjust your protocols, to understand which bubble connects to what bubble, and how we can move people around in a multi-island state with a very unique tourism product while still keeping Vincentians and tourists safe. That's the linchpin of this. And I believe that the economy of St. Vincent and the Grenadines cannot get back up on its feet in the wake of all of the challenges we've faced, natural disasters, pandemics, all of it, unless we have a strong, vibrant, nimble, agile, active tourism sector.
Minister of Finance and Economic Planning Camila Gonzalez. Regionally, the United States today announced the shipment of the Pfizer vaccine to six CARICOM countries as part of its commitment to provide safe and effective vaccines to as many people around the world as fast as possible. According to an official statement from Washington, the six CARICOM countries to receive the first shipment of vaccines are St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Trinidad and Tobago, the Bahamas, Antigua, Barbuda, Barbados, and St. Kitts and Nevis. And to cope with the increasing number of active COVID-19 cases, the government of Dominica has created a new hospital to care for individuals who have been tested positive for COVID-19. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said between these two facilities, there are over 103 rooms, which can accommodate about 120 people, depending on the family size. Internationally, the World Health Organization says a clinical trial in 52 countries would study three anti-inflammatory drugs as potential treatments for COVID-19 patients. These therapies were selected by an independent expert panel for their potential in reducing the risk of death in hospitalized COVID-19 patients, according to a statement from the World Health Organization. The original Solidarity trial last year found that all four treatments evaluated had little or no effect in helping COVID patients. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.